All right. We've now been joined by our race-winning team for tonight's ALSCO 300 here at Kentucky Speedway. We're joined by Cole Custer, driver of the number 00 Haas Automation Ford, and his race-winning crew chief, Mike Shiplett. And Cole and Mike, we meet again here in the media center after a race, which is always a good place to start. So we will take questions for Mike or Cole. If you have one, please raise your hand, state your name and affiliation, and we'll get started. Okay? Microphone in the back, please.
Peter Strada, at TSJ Sports. Question for both of you. The ultimate goal is to put on a performance like tonight at Homestead. Does anything from Kentucky Speedway translate to Homestead Miami Speedway?
Yes, it's a mile and a half, and aero comes into play, and stuff like that. But it's obviously a lot different because it's a repaved racetrack, and that's a really wore-out racetrack. So you're going to be fighting different things, but there are things that we can take to Homestead from here.
Same thing. Said it perfectly.
All right, go ahead.
There is a crew chief. Crew chief, man, a few words. Mark Garrow, PRN. Cole, you've won five times this year. Are you getting more comfortable as being like, hey, I'm one of the guys to beat, and you get out front, and it's like, go ahead, come and get me. I got what it takes. Is your confidence growing?
Yeah, I think so for sure. It just comes with experience doing it more and more. And you build that experience, obviously, and that confidence. So, it's just something that comes with time, I guess. And, obviously you got to have the cars to do it. So we had a great car tonight. So I just can't thank all my guys enough.
I think every time he gets in the race car, he just gets a little bit better. Still there? Oh. He gets a little bit better just in the way he communicates with us, the way he keeps focusing forward and driving. He's just doing a great job. I'm very proud of him.
All right, Dustin?
Dustin Long, NBC Sports, to your right. Cole, you've talked about this in the past, and Mike, if also you can address this. Cole, you've talked about getting better as the race progresses. And I think just like what Mike was saying, looking forward, how has that kind of evolved into what you were able to do tonight? And Mike, maybe kind of how you've, in this short time you've been with him, how you've kind of helped channel that and helped him be stronger latter part of a race like tonight?
I think tonight was kind of the extreme of that because I think the track was a lot different this year. So I kind of almost had to relearn it a little bit. So I think I got better and better as the race went on and got more comfortable with it. And then I think the track changed a lot also. And I think Mike did a good job just keeping up with that and knowing what was going to happen.
The biggest thing was starting, we practice all during the day, and then we start a race an hour after we practice, and we know at a certain point throughout the race, the sun's going to go down, the track's going to get shade, and the lights are going to come on. So when that happens, it really changes the racetrack. But here at Kentucky Speedway, with putting down the PJ1 this time, it really changed it. But some of the characteristics that have been there in the past showed back up again, and we just kept building on that to give Cole what he needed at the end of the race. So the biggest thing we talked about, we talk about a lot of stuff before the race and explain to him the car is going to do something different that it did, that it hadn't done in practice for the first 45 laps. Then the next 40 laps is going to do something totally different besides that. And then the last 110 laps, the car is going to be where we need it. And that's just getting through the first part of the race is the key. And that's where Cole is really accelerating, understanding what he needs to do to get to the end of the race. It's really nice to win every stage and win the race, but the ultimate goal is to win the race at the end of the night. We work with them through the whole race. It's not just one thing. Everything ramps up. If you can start at 80%, then build a 90% and be 100% on the last stage of the race, that's when you're going to excel. If you're given 110% at the beginning of the race, you're going to be worn out at the end of the race. So it's just building up through the race.
All right. Additional questions, Chris?
Hey, at ChrisKnightGetsMess.com. Congratulations, you guys. You know, there was a learning curve for you guys at the beginning of the year, trying to get accustomed to working with each other. But now that you guys are setting the world on fire, what can we expect for you guys, not only in the rest of the regular season, but in the playoffs too? What is the Double Zero team really capable of?
I mean, I think honestly this weekend, you know, show what we can do. I think even in practice we felt like we were just a tick off the 20, but we made the adjustments to make our car better in the race and had smart adjustments throughout the race. So it's just a matter of I think we're going to get better and better throughout the year, and obviously when we're a little bit off, I feel like we can make our car to where it's capable of winning. So I think we're going to be competing for wins almost everywhere we go, I think. So we just got to stay consistent and do our homework every week.
All right. Additional questions? Chris has another one.
I don't think anyone's a favorite at this point. I mean, we still have a handful of races before the regular season ends, and then you got seven races at the end of the year. You know, you got to look at the next race as an opportunity to gain points. And that's the way we look at it. We don't look at Homestead. Homestead will be after the last race of the year. We still have 12, 15 more races to go before them.
All right. Go ahead.
Steve Schweitzer with Alaska Press. Cole, how big a factor was clean air tonight? If Christopher had been able to get past you on that last pit stop, would it have been a problem getting back around him?
It's hard to say. I mean, at that point, I thought it would. I mean, he was close enough to us where in lap time that I thought if he got the lead at that point, it would have been really hard to get back by him. So, I mean, dirty hair is always a little bit of a factor here. Well, definitely a factor here. I don't know if the PJ1 really made it better or worse tonight. I think it maybe made it a little bit better. But it's clean air is definitely always king.
All right. Any additional questions? Okay. One in the back.
Steve Connolly, the podium finish. Cole, you mentioned having the clean air. How much did you have to move around? We heard you mention that the car was really – you were struggling with really loose earlier in the race, problems with those bumps in turn one. But at the end, there's a lot of up the track, middle to the high groove. How was that working for you?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like, you know, we were really loose to start the race, and I think it kind of just came to us as the race went tonight. And then – you know, I mean, we were able to move around a decent amount, especially in 3 and 4. 1 and 2, you can move around a little bit also. So I thought it was honestly going to be a really top-dominant race, but it actually worked out pretty good. So I think that lends well for the Cup race, I guess. Tomorrow they'll be able to move around a little bit. I don't know what they're going to do reapplying the PJ1, but it seems like they did do a pretty good job with it, I feel like, this weekend. It definitely wore out in 3 and 4. 1 and 2 was still there pretty good, but it never came in for some reason, and 1 and 2 is good. So maybe those guys will get to work. I don't know if they're going to reapply it or not tonight.
All right. Any final questions? Okay. We'll take one more from Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Cole, would it be safer for a victory celebration to just to do backflip, or what happened there?
I guess. That was pretty bad. I've had some pretty bad victory lane experiences so far. I fell on the hood on the roof at Homestead. I don't know. It's just I don't have the best balance. So I guess I need to practice or do something.
Well, if you're winning, the good news is you'll get to keep practicing. So congratulations, guys, on this win, and best of luck in the coming weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.